Meanwhile, if it is Friday and we're getting close to the end of the show, you know what that means. And if you don't, you hear the music, because it's time now for Greg Russell and Movie Show. We lost Dana Clark along the road. We don't know where Dana is, but I'm sure she's listening somewhere now and may join us in a moment. But it is time to talk about the movies. And I don't know anything about Dear Evan Hansen or My Little Pony, The Next Generation. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, we'll start with Dear Evan Hansen first. That's more of the deeper movie. It's from the Broadway play, which, to my understanding, won a lot of awards. It stars Ben Platt in it and Caitlin Dever. And it's all about this guy. Ben Platt plays this guy who, he's a high school student who is the, I don't even know if you want to call him a geek or whatever, but you know, this guy who just constantly has been getting picked on his whole life in school. So he actually writes a letter to himself that winds up in the hands of another student who, you know, winds up, you know, passing away. And so the guy's parents find the letter and they think that he wrote it to their son, which he didn't, but it just all of a sudden makes him like the cool guy because everybody's mourning this one student. I think we do have a clip. We can check it out right now.
Let's listen to Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah, that's mine. I'll just take it.
Wait, I need that back.
Connor took a letter from me and it was an assignment from my therapist.
Ew.
Connor's mother and stepfather are here to see you.
Connor wanted you to have this. Dear Evan Hansen, he wrote it to you.
His last words. Connor took his own life.
Hey, what? I'm sorry Connor didn't write this.
No, please. It's this.
You will be found.
We didn't think Connor had any friends.
I mean, you really going to tell these people that the only thing they have left of their son is that letter that you wrote to yourself?
Well, here we go. Another comedy, obviously.
Yeah. It's,
yikes.
It is. It's a deep movie. People who saw the play really enjoyed the play. In fact, it was supposed to come here last year at the Fisher, but obviously, you know, because things had happened. But it's one of those where, you and I've talked about it before. You really got to be in the mood, you know, to see this because there's a lot of teenage angst and different things like that. Ben Platt, who plays Evan Hansen, as always, he does a great job in everything he's ever been in. So, you know, that would be worth it. But other than that, like I said, it would just depend, Paul W., on just your state of mind as far as if you want to see it today or not or whenever.
Not something I would. Honestly, it may be great, but not what I go to the movies for these days. In fact, I haven't been to a doggone movie in a while. I want to kind of be a little more uplifted, but you give it about 2.5?
Yeah, you know, right down the middle. Like I said, the acting is excellent, but it's just kind of like I was that same way. It's like, okay, I'm watching, you know, whiny teenagers and, you know, things like that and, you know, just the whole, you know, subject line. But then other people I know who've seen the play, you know, they did enjoy it. But yeah, right down the middle, you know, type thing.
Let's hear the cut from My Little Pony, The Next Generation.
Once upon a time, Earth ponies, Pegasi, and unicorns live in harmony.
Why can't we be friends anymore?
Maybe one day, we'll figure it out.
Hi, new friend!
Unicorn attack!
I've got to get you out of here! Show me some magic!
You don't have any magic?
We did have it. It just poof, disappeared.
Izzy, we're going to Zephyr Heights.
The Pegasus City?
We need to find out what happened to your magic and bring it back.
But the Pegasi are bad news.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
Yep. Now, this is a cute one, you know, for little kids especially. As well, I remember My Little Pony, probably like when your kids were young, mine were young. I mean, that was their big thing. That was their G.I. Joe. You know, that we grew up with. All had the little ponies. And so it's all about them, and it's kind of like the message that we've seen, you know, in several movies as of late, you know, teaching kids about diversity, how to live, everybody live all together. But it does it actually, though, Paul W., in a fun way. So it's nice if you've got little kids. So
we're giving it all thumbs up here?
Yeah, thumbs up. Little thumbs up for the little kids. Because, again, it's not something that you and I would be going, hey, let's go to the Imagine, Paul W. We're going to see this. No.
Right. My Little Pony, The Next Generation, good for the kids. Russell Brothers City Tours, good for all of us. Thank you so much. We always appreciate you and what you do, Greg Russell. Thanks so much.
And thank you, Paul W. Thanks to you. We've got several tours this weekend. So thank
you. Excellent. We continue. WJR.